Blog Talk Radio.
Toto, I've a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. You're right, Dorothy. Welcome to Movie Addict Headquarters at Blog Talk Radio. You don't have to be a movie addict to visit here, but if you are, this is definitely the place for you. I'm your host, Betty Jo Tucker, and Movie Addict Headquarters is where I rant and rave each week about at least one film currently showing at your local multiplex or available on DVD. Today, it's Fantastic Four, The Rise of the Silver Surfer. Joining me again on the show is Mad Movie Man, Adam Hockery, who tells me he's a big Silver Surfer fan. Adam will chime in a little later. But first, I absolutely have to get some things off my chest about this disappointing sequel. Now, you probably remember how cheesy some of the special effects were in the first Fantastic Four movie. But hey, I thoroughly enjoyed it anyway. I liked the humor of the film and the interaction of the characters, as well as that steely-eyed villain. And yes, this second film has better special effects, especially the amazing look of the Silver Surfer himself. But I thought the story came across kind of like a Saturday morning kiddie cartoon. Still, you know, I really, really feel guilty complaining too much about a movie that showcases the fantastic Yoan Griffith, who plays the elastic Mr. Fantastic here. Guess what? He even dances in one scene. And pretty well, too. Be still, my heart. I think I have to catch my breath here now. Okay, I admit it. I'm biased about Yoan Griffith, who just happens to be the most photogenic young actor appearing in movies today. Whoa, please stop groaning, all you Jake Gyllenhaal and Josh Hartnett fans out there. Jake and Josh look mighty good too, but Yoan is in a class by himself. The camera seems to love him almost as much as it does Johnny Depp. And he's also a terrific actor. If you haven't seen his riveting performance in Amazing Grace or his brilliant work in TV's Horatio Hornblower miniseries, shame on you. Wow, I guess it's a good thing Adam has promised to visit again. He'll be more objective, I'm sure. Let's see if he's on the line now and we can talk with him. Hold on just a second. Sorry, I'm trying to get the technical things correct here, and I'm having a little bit of trouble. Let's see. I do have another caller, though, so while we're waiting for Adam, why don't we ask for this caller from 869 to speak up. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Janice.
Janice, how are you, Janice?
I'm fine. How about you, Betty Jo?
Well, fine. Thank you. Have you seen the Rise of the Silver Surfer?
No, I haven't.
You haven't seen that yet. Well, thank you for calling. Could you hold on for just a second while we get a chance to talk to Adam? I think he's on the line right now. Do you have time to hold on, Janice?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. As I say, I'm having a little bit of trouble with the technical aspects here.
It's not your fault. You're old.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's the young ones. They can really, really do all of this. Okay, I've got it, I think. Well, it slipped away again. Here we go. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Betty Jo. How are you?
Well, I'm having a tough time with the technical aspects of the show, but I'm so glad that you are back on Movie Addict headquarters again today.
Glad to be back.
Well, you know what? You've heard me raving about Yoan Griffith as Mr. Fantastic in The Rise of the Silver Surfer, but I understand that you're a great fan of the character of the Silver Surfer. So why don't you give us a little bit of information about how you came to be interested in that character and tell us a little bit of background information about him.
Well, when I was a little kid, I was pretty big into comic books, and the Silver Surfer was my favorite character, and kind of picked up on him after he had sort of broken away from the Fantastic Four, because he was introduced there as sort of a villain, but then he gradually became the hero he was when I got interested, and I just really liked the image of him, a giant silver guy on a surfboard going through space.
Oh, he just now, fabulous.
Yeah, when I was 8 years old, that was probably the coolest thing I'd ever heard of, so I picked up on the comics, and I got really interested in the storyline.
Well, how do you think he came across in the movie?
Well, I'm sort of torn in the movie because his look was pretty good. I heard that Fox originally wanted to do a standalone Silver Surfer movie, but they decided the best way to test the waters first was to have him sort of come across in the Fantastic Four movie to see how the character plays. And the look of him is pretty good, but I have to say I was underwhelmed by the voice work by Lawrence Fishburne, and I was really surprised since he usually has such a distinctive and emotional voice, you know?
Oh, I agree with you about that. I've always just been so impressed with Lawrence Fishburne because he's one of the most articulate actors working today, and his voice usually is so impressive and deep and easy to understand, so I really don't know what happened there. It just didn't work. But what did you think about the story in this sequel? We have Janice on the line, and she hasn't seen the movie, so tell us a little bit about the plot.
Well, this is, of course, a sequel to 2005 Fantastic Four, and as this movie picks up, the whole team, which includes Mr. Fantastic, played by, as you said before, Yoan Griffith, the Invisible Woman, played by Jessica Alba, The Thing, played by Michael Chiklis, and the Human Torch, played by Chris Evans, they've grown accustomed to becoming the Fantastic Four and sort of living in a celebrity spotlight, so you get a different angle as opposed to Superman or Spider-Man trying to hide who they are. They just live openly out in the open, and so they're pretty get a lot of recognition for being superheroes. And but of course, the spotlight tends to invade their lives, such as the very often delayed wedding of Mr. Fantastic and the Invisible Woman, which is delayed yet again when the Silver Surfer, who is not only voiced by Lawrence Fishburne, but he's played in body by Doug Jones, who is probably best known for Pan's Labyrinth as the Fawn and that creepy demon with the eyes in his hand. So,
oh, I remember that, and what an annoying wedding crasher the Silver Surfer is in this movie.
No kidding, and he's causing problems all across the globe, creating these giant craters and making it snow in Egypt and making the oceans in Japan freeze. And the Fantastic Four try to find out who the Silver Surfer is and how to stop him. Entering into an uneasy alliance with their old foe, Dr. Doom, played by Julian McMahon, and who's kind of shoehorned in here in a subplot that really didn't work, and it was kind of really predictable, while unaware that there's an even greater force than the Silver Surfer on its way.
Well, you know, Dr. Doom, the actor that played him, Julian McMahon, was so great in the first movie, and he just had a couple of scenes here. I think that's important for his fans to understand before they go to see the movie. But anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead. How's he doing, Janice?
What?
Is Janice, are you still there?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, how do you think Adam's doing?
I don't know. He sounds like he's not sick or anything, so I think he's okay.
You think he's okay? He doesn't need any help from the Fantastic Four, right?
No, it doesn't sound like he has tuberculosis, so the government doesn't need to be involved.
Right.
I think he's doing okay.
Great. Thanks, Samus. Go ahead, Adam.
That's pretty much all I had to really say about the plot. It's basically the whole rest of the movie is spent with them trying to find the source of the Silver Surfer's power. And while even more events are happening around the world, and it's pretty much your standard superhero movie. And in the end, I really didn't think it was any better or worse than the first Fantastic Four. How did you feel about the comparison between the two?
Well, I like the first one much, much better than this. And in fact, I was quite disappointed with this sequel. But what did you like about it?
Well, I kind of liked one of the more amusing subplots of the movie, because this is a more family-oriented, kind of more comedic superhero movie than something really dark like Spider-Man 3 or Batman Begins. So there's a little bit more comic relief. And there's this one subplot where the Human Torch has this encounter with the Surfer that affects his molecules, and which causes him to often switch powers with the other Fantastic Four members, and that was a pretty cool little subplot, and it figured in later in the movie, which I'm not going to spoil, but it plays a pretty good part. And I did like the look of the Silver Surfer, and the performances weren't all that bad, but on the whole, I'd say it's a pretty average movie. You know, it's entertaining, it goes by really quick. It's, I think, about 15 minutes shorter than the first movie, so it gets down to business pretty quickly, but otherwise I would say it's an all right movie.
Well, I think you liked it quite a bit more than I did, Adam, and I just, as I mentioned earlier in the show, I can't agree with everything that you said, but I do admire the look of the Silver Surfer, and of course my favorite, Yoan Griffith's performance. I think any movie he appears in is worth seeing. Even this one. Now, I am just so happy that you were able to come back on the show again today, sharing your reactions and insights with us. I hope that you'll come back again soon.
I am definitely looking forward to the next time I can visit.
Now, did you think, before you go, let me ask you if you thought that the scenes worked where the powers were being transferred?
I thought it was... it worked as well as it could. It's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of hard to put it. I just say put it that way, because it was an amusing little subplot, and it kind of had some more of the goofy moments, like when the Human Torch and the Invisible Woman switched powers, and she's flying around on fire, and of course, when they switch back power, she comes back down, and of course, her clothes burned off, and she makes a reference to, why does this always happen to me? So I think if we're going to see any more Fantastic Four movies, we're in for a running gag or two.
Well, I think that's true, and we're left with, we should tell the fans that they'll get an answer to whether or not Reed and Sue will ever get married, and who finally communicates with the Silver Surfer. Now, I do have to say that those questions are more fun to ask than they are to watch being answered in the movie, but again, it's worth seeing because of Yoan Griffith's performance.
I would say my chief complaint about the movie is, not to spoil it, but the real force that the Silver Surfer is making way for, it's a big change from what it was in the comics, and if you're as much of a fan of the Silver Surfer as I was, you will be spitting tacks when you
see
what they've done with the character of, I'm not going to say.
That's a good warning. This is Betty Jo Tucker giving a big shout-out to the wonderful folks at Blog Talk Radio for all their help and support with this show. And another big thanks to Adam Hockery for joining us, as well as to everyone else who tuned in, especially Janice. We didn't have enough time to talk with her, though. Now, you're all invited back next week for a discussion of Angelina Jolie's new movie, A Mighty Heart. Did you know there's already Oscar buzz about her performance in this one? I can hardly wait to talk about it. I'm also expecting another special guest, film critic and author Diana Sanger, who created a great new website about classic films. So be sure to come back next week and visit Movie Addict Headquarters. Bye for now, Blog Talk Radio.